For individuals applying to graduate school or professional school, what's the general consensus on disclosing learning disabilities? That's kind of a tough question to answer in an absolute way, because honestly, I've spoken to a variety of people. Some people said I didn't disclose. Some people said I told everybody. It was in my essay. And, you know, I don't know whether the difference is the person's record or the strength of their application, their philosophy. So it's hard for me to say, because I've known people who get into medical school and succeed who didn't disclose at all, and other people who disclosed to everybody and they also got into either waitlisted or accepted to every place that they applied to. Is it possible that it can be held against you? I think it's possible. At the same time, some people feel like when I've asked them, they say, you know what, if they didn't want me and I'm dyslexic, then I don't want to be there. So it's tricky. But Chris, who I think I've mentioned before, he did a nice video with us. He's now a practicing board certified ER physician. And he recently got this great award for being a fantastic doctor. He told everybody. And he got accepted to all the programs. I think he got waitlisted on two and did great. So it's a difficult question to answer in the absolute, because people can have good things happen both ways. Is it possible to disclose to everybody and then not get into any school? It's possible, right? And so that's the difficult thing, because there are a lot of people who don't get into medical school, even if they are dyslexic. What I can tell you is there are some medical schools that are more dyslexia friendly, and that's good to know. And I don't know for sure that there are ones that aren't, because that would be kind of illegal. And yet I don't know that schools broadly advertise it either, because I don't know that they want the entire entering class to be dyslexic. It's a little tricky issue answering that, but I do know that we've had several physicians now who came through the University of Michigan. Is that right? University of Michigan? I think that's right. And we certainly know there are dyslexic students at Brown University, which tends to be a little bit more, you know, kind of neurodiverse friendly. I think that's a good way to put it. And we know the learning specialist who works with students there as well. We know some at Stanford, but, you know, there are probably more, but I know that there's some. So what I would say in answer to that question is, if you wanted me to put you in touch with some of the physicians who have recently gotten through either medical school or their residency, just let me know, and confidentially I'll just put you in touch, because it is helpful to know, and it seems like it's high stakes, and it's a difficult time in terms of decision making. We also, I think I shared, there was a student who shared his application to college, and he told everybody, it was in his admissions essay. He too got accepted everywhere or waitlisted. So I think he felt like at least it wasn't a negative thing in his situation.